We're going to start this morning with a poem. Do you want to be paid well? What if, Lord, my answer was no? What if I chose control over surrender, my shame over your story? Or what if my response was yes, but my prayers had gone unanswered? Today, God, make wealth, make new. Reveal your kingdom come. Spread your healing wide like a banner over the arc of my life, and spray it small like mud over the bow of my eyes. Remind me, Lord, that your healing gift keeps on giving. Remind me that the spirit which gave me rise, live and breathe and move in me, be with me, Father. And help me to see your not yet kingdom now. This morning we're going to be talking about how to pray for healing. And I want to start by just naming that this topic is complicated. Healing is complex. Most of the time when we're praying for healing, it's in the midst of suffering. Suffering is real. Suffering hurts. And when God heals in the midst of our suffering, it often can become a story that we never recover from. We will go on to tell the ways that the Lord used all the days of our lives. And when the Lord does a heal in the midst of suffering, that too can become a story about how to recover. 3 years ago, I had a diagnosis of ET sclerosis. And so kind of during that time and over the past 3 years, my prayer life has been impacted. Both in intimacy with God, of learning to suffer with Christ, and also I crave for healing all the time for my physical body. I had to pray for years. I did pray for years for a friend to be healed of alcoholism, and he died. And a couple of weeks after his death, I met a woman who was struggling with a deep addiction, and I prayed with her. Instantly, she was healed, and she's been clean for 6 years. Praise God! As I shared that, you probably feel with me the tension. It's like the heartbreak and the joy, the both that we get to enter into when we're praying for healing. So just want to share that as we're attuned into a space of praying for healing, we enter the holiness of both, of what it is to lament and grieve and suffer with, and what it is to see the goodness of God manifest through healing here and now. There are times where healing is instant. We will pray. Sometimes the prayer team will pray with someone, and instantly they're healed. Instantly they're better. There are times where we pray for healing, and it's temporary. Somebody prayed over healing for my left leg or have really bad growth pain recently. Someone prayed for it, and I didn't have pain for all 6 months. Hallelujah. It was temporary. It came back. So sometimes on is instant. Sometimes it's temporary. And sometimes we wait on God or healing. Yep. I want to give us a quick foundation or overview for why do we pray for healing. We see this theme in Scripture of us being humans with bodies. Amen. First of all, creation account. So we see in the creation account in Genesis, God creates heaven and earth, everything in it, the birds, the little animals that scurry on the ground. And he makes human in his image and calls them good. Humans are embodied beings, meaning that we have a physical body. The rebellion happens, sin enters the world, and with that, as Bud Packian shared this last week, sometimes sin is our decision, sometimes it's our condition. And so we live in this world that is conditioned by sin. With that, enter the sin of sickness, death, and suffering. All of that was impacted. Fast forward a little bit, and we have Jesus entering the scene. God made flesh as a human comes to us in a body. And part of his life on earth, we see him healing the sick. With that, Jesus dies on a cross in a body. He's raised to life again in a body. And with his resurrection is the promise for you and me that we too will rise in a body that will have no sickness, no suffering, no death. All of those things were paid for, and accomplished on the cross. And so when you and I are praying for healing today, we're praying into that specific space. Healing is prophetic of what is to come. We have a promise that one day all things will be made right, all things will be restored. Yet we find ourselves in this tension that sometimes feels like tension and sometimes feels like I'm weak tension, both of it. We find ourselves in that and we're crying out, but may the kingdom come here on earth as it is in heaven. And so we find ourselves in that as we pray for healing. 4 out of 5 times when Jesus was commissioning and commanding the disciples to go and to proclaim the good news, he told them to heal the sick. Healing is one of the gifts that we see in the church, talked about in 1 Corinthians as a gift that we receive. And so not something that should be shied away from and not something that should be like elevated above what it is. Healing isn't the kingdom in and of itself. It is a prophetic sign of the kingdom, but it always points back to Jesus. It always points to something greater. Okay, so we're going to pray for healing. How do we do this? Let me share this quote from Jordan Singh. He is the pastor and author, lives in Honolulu, Hawaii. He says it this way: one of the most fascinating things about studying healing ministry in Scripture is the wonderfully diverse way the many stories of healing unfold. Peter's mother-in-law was healed as soon as Jesus took her hand, but the 10 lepers didn't experience their healing until after Jesus had sent them away. Jesus healed a servant's ear by touching it, but the hemorrhaging woman was healed when she sneaked up on Jesus and touched him. Jesus ordered a man to stretch out his withered hand, and the servant was healed over a considerable... Jesus ordered a man to stretch out his withered hand, and the man was healed as he tried to be impossible. The centurion's servant was healed over a considerable distance just by Jesus' word. The paramedic lowered down to Jesus through a roof was first forgiven of his sins and then healed. But when Jesus healed the man born blind, he assured the disciples that sin played no part in the affliction. Jesus distributed the healings through touch, commands, and declarations. Sometimes he applied saliva, sometimes mud, and sometimes just touching his cloak.
That's enough.
There is no formula for me. None. So that's the news I could come with today. There's no formula to kill me, but there actually are a couple of themes as we read the scriptures that we can pull out and draw from and enter into as we pray. So first theme that we see in praying for healing is to ask permission, to ask somebody, hey, can I pray for you? Or if they come to you for prayer, ask, how would you like me to pray for you? We see Jesus do this with blind Bartimaeus. The man is blind. And he's crying out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on you. And Jesus stops in his tracks. He turns to him and he says, what do you want me to do for you? So he asks, how do you want me to pray for you?
That's good.
Second, simple prayer. We see the person with leprosy in Mark chapter 1, verse 41. Jesus says to them, I am willing, be clean. In Luke chapter 7, verse 14, the son of a widow, Jesus says, young man, I say to you, get up. Matthew chapter 9, verse 6, Jesus says, get up, take your mat, and go home. We see Peter in Acts chapter 3, verse 6, saying, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. The theme here is that the prayers are simple. I love that we have kids in the room. This is for you too, to pray for healing and to ask God, would you heal? And just see what you might do. The third theme that we see is persistence. This looks like persistence in the moment and persistence over the long. In Mark chapter 8, verse 23 through 26, Jesus, kind of recounting the story, Jesus encounters a blind man, and he spits on his eyes. And so he spits on his eyes, and then he puts his hand on, and he says, do you see anything? And the man responds and says, I see people. They look like trees walking around. And Jesus says, I didn't know what trees look like. I thought you were blind. Just kidding. Jesus prays again. He says, he lays his hands on them again. It says, once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. So keep on praying. If you see partial healing, praise God for it. Thank him for it. Celebrate that and keep on praying. This looks practically when we pray for others to commit to praying for them also. When you come to the prayer team will commit to praying with you and for you over the long haul. And so we pray with persistence. We keep on praying and contending with and for people. And the last theme that we can draw out is that both healing and suffering are redemptive. There is something in praying for healing that leads to greater intimacy with Christ, and that can lead to breakthrough. Both of those are valuable. In my personal journey, I have found myself often contending and asking God for healing. And when I don't receive healing, it looks like turning a bit. God, please give me the grace to endure this moment. Give me the grace to endure this day. And so a couple steps, and then again, God, will you please heal my way? Okay, God, please give me the grace to endure this. And so there's both this like coming and acknowledging there are things in suffering that pick up. I'm confident that I'll carry with me my whole life. I've seen the body of the Christ in the most significant, beautiful ways where I've been healed in so many different ways, not physically, but so many different ways through like the body entering the sacred space of praying for healing. And so we move into that of both behold the suffering and knowing the redemption that comes from suffering and contending and asking again for healing. And so we hold both of these together. Jesus' greatest act of healing was through suffering on the cross. And so I wonder is when we enter into this individual time and into praying for healing, if we could hold that wound of the suffering of Jesus brought about the greatest prevention ever, brought about healing. And so we hold on to that, and we inquire and we wonder, if we ask God, would you heal? We together will do practice this. I love the picture that comes into my mind that Gweb shared. Like we are communally going after this and asking God together. And so if you find yourself the like loneliness of sorry or I can't ask again for myself or I can't ask again for someone else, you're one rook here. That's okay. Would invite you and encourage you to like stop on that. Hey, there's someone in a group or someone near you or prayer team, you'll be available. Some of our pastoral team will be floating around as well. But to let someone know, I bring people into those spaces that are tender, important, and holy. So with that, let's pray, and then we're going to move into a time of individual prayer. And like in the prayer team will be over here, we have lots of cards here that we can contend for and take it back to your seat if you want, or spend some time up here. Lots of healing needs there. And then we'll come back together after about 20 minutes for corporate time. But let's pray as we close out this time. But Jesus, we thank you that through your suffering brought healing. God, we thank you that by your stripes we are healed. And we look to you, Lord, as the healer and provider. And we can't wait to experience the fullness of your healing. And we ask for bits and pieces of that to come now into our physical bodies and into those that we love. And he praise you, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.